The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon, your host for the program. Todd Mitchell is on vacation till the middle of next week, and so we are auditioning other potential fill-in guest hosts for when Todd the Radio God needs a little respite. And we threw my friend Leon Francis behind the microphone today. Leon is a talk show host on two of the Flag Family stations, chairman of the Common Sense Club. He also is seen, if you watch Point of View with Chris Berg on Valley News Live. Folks in the eastern end of North Dakota, western Minnesota would watch that. A regular a guest on that particular television program. And what else do you do? You're a tech guy. You have
I'm an IT guy, and I'll be on 6:30 Point of View tonight, as a matter of fact. But I'm also a IT guy. I'm part owner of Fargo Tech. So go to fargotech.com.
TEK. TEKFARGOTEK.com. And you can
check us out.
You're the box doctor. You can fix anything.
I absolutely can. I try to anyway.
Yeah, exactly. He's a good friend of ours. And so he's in the chair today. We had a number of topics we were going to tackle on the program today. Everything from the Pope blessing, what's happening in the way of a defense of the slaughter of innocents in Iraq by ISIS, and I think that is probably shocking a few people, but I'm glad it's happening because
right.
There is something known as just war.
Yeah.
Right? And when you look at what Saddam Hussein did, in his day, that's not something that the church would say shouldn't be stopped, no different than Hitler.
Right, right.
And now ISIS is going to the same level. I think a lot of people like, especially liberals, like to use the Catholic Church's teachings against conservatives,
right,
without a full understanding of the church and its teachings. And I think the Pope is helping in that regard right now with this. And you've got to stand up to this evil.
Right.
You've got to stop it. And we were also going to talk a little bit about the higher ed story that's been in the news the last couple of days. We had an interesting discussion yesterday with the chancellor and the chairwoman of the board. We wanted to talk a little bit about the Measure One advocacy by a Wisconsin group. We haven't gotten any of it because we're talking about what happened in Missouri. And the race riots that have followed, and your opinions here have caused quite a stir. Before we get back to the phones, and I want to get to everybody, so we're going to go quickly to all these calls and let them have their say. They've been waiting a while. Anything you want to do to reset the table here on this issue on What's on Your Mind?
I do. And I don't think, I think a lot of the folks wouldn't like to hear Al Sharpton on your airwaves. But what I want to say is this.
Are you going to be, you going to do your Al Sharpton impression here?
What did you mean by that? I've been getting emails and that sort of thing.
What are they saying?
Well, they're saying I'm coming off Al Sharpton-ish. But I just want to say, I'm one of those guys that I'm the first guy to say, hey, pull up your damn pants and get a job. I'm one of the guys that say, take care of your family. The out-of-wedlock births in the African-American community is killing us. I'm one of the guys they call an Oreo, an Uncle Tom. So I am not. I am in no way, one of those Al Sharpton people.
You're part of the Tea Party caucus leadership in the state of North Dakota.
Yeah. And
your conservative credentials are well-known.
Yeah, and so I don't think that I need to, sit here and say, I'm a conservative, I'm this, I'm that. Check me out anywhere, just type in my name and you'll know that. But the fact of the matter is this, I did kind of dig in my heels, I jumped to conclusions, and for that, I apologize.
Well,
but
where do you think you jumped to a conclusion? What do you want to take back?
I'm not going to take anything back, but I think I have come off as a bias, because, I am African-American. This was an African-American kid. It does, despite, my feelings on politics. And policies and things like that, it kind of upsets me, and I think that kind of bubbled up. I believe you're
hot about this, and
I am.
One thing people need to know about talk show hosts.
Yeah,
this isn't an act.
Yeah,
this is not an act. This is real, and there are some people who act in this business and do things for effect and try to get the phones to ring.
I can't operate in that world.
Yep.
I mean, I'm a empty. I'm open book,
yep.
Right? I mean,
I just, you hear me say it, I believe it.
You lay it out there, and whether you agree or disagree, that's what the show is about. So you're real, and I don't think you have anything to apologize for myself. Right. Jamie and Bismarck, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, I'm flat out embarrassed. A couple of these guys calling in here, calling Leon a racist and a left winger. I mean, if you guys want to call radio shows and sound like an ignorant knothead, call up Eichamp and McFeely show. You fit right in with them. I met Leon Francis. I've talked to the man. He's a conservative. You're not going to find a nicer person than Leon. He's real. You know, you guys just give it up calling in and saying the man's a racist and a left winger. He's not. He's a great guy. I'm sick of hearing that from North Dakotans. Get over it.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, Jamie.
Anytime, Leon. You're a good man. Don't let these people get in your head, man. I know you won't, but it's just, it really annoyed me hearing that people call and say that about you.
That kind of annoyed me, too. Kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Got my dander up a little bit. I got to go throw some lead down range. You know, it kind of...
That'll make you feel better. I know that for a fact, man.
Absolutely. Put on my NRA cap and get out there and mix it up. Yep.
Appreciate the call, Jamie. Thanks a bunch.
Have a good one.
One of our loyal 550K Fire listeners, Mike and Ross, listening on KTGO. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Did Mike go away? Oh, my goodness. Lost Mike. Mike, call back. Paul and Minot on KCJB. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Paul.
Good morning. I see you guys can get by without Mr. Dot Radio. So there was some question about that. You guys didn't operate without Todd. So
yeah, we're limping along. We're doing our best, Paul. Are we doing okay?
Yeah. You're doing fine, man. You're doing fine. But,
okay.
But back to the serious note about the police officer and the shooting. And I'm retired Army, also served as a police officer. So and rules and engagements for police officers and rules of engagement as military are two different things. By far, and I highly respect my fellow guys that have called in, and what's great about this show is we can voice our opinion, but what people need to really understand, if you've never been a police officer or put in that position, it's really tough to fully understand what an officer goes through. Every time you walk up to a vehicle, you don't know what's going to happen. And we are trained to not injure. If you think your life is in danger, you are trained to use deadly force. That's what police officers are taught. Also, unless the law has changed since I've been out of it, but we do have a law in the state of North Dakota that it is against the law to disobey a lawful order from a police officer. And so, right or wrong, if that's good or bad law, right or wrong, if that is the law, and you need to obey the officer and let it go through its system. But just to reiterate, if you've never been in that situation, it's really tough. Your blood gets rolling, the adrenaline is going,
I get that. I totally get that. And even so far as to say, if a police officer comes up to Leon Francis and says, hey, you know, and starts talking to me or starts giving me commands to do something, I'm going to automatically default to say that, you know, whatever the police officer is asking me to do, he's looking out for my best interest, or why would he be? That sort of thing. But there's two points I want to make here. One, we are not in a war situation. But if a soldier has to revert back to, if the guy isn't shooting at me, I need to not shoot him, then it should be the same for police officers. And two, you should obey a lawful command from a police officer, and that is the law. But there is also a lawful defense of defending yourself against a police officer, and this is North Dakota law, if he is, one, acting unlawfully, or two, using force that is not to the situation, meaning if he's using force, it's not appropriate. appropriate to the situation, you can absolutely resist, and that's North Dakota law also. Now, I'm not saying go out there and be belligerent to police officers. They have a hard enough job. Don't be a pinhead. Do what they ask you to do. But this is something different.
Paul, appreciate the call. John Anetta, quickly for our comment or question or whatever you want to throw out. Floor is yours for half a minute here. Go ahead.
I could just forget it then. You're going to give me half a minute to...
Well, you got a minute. How about that?
Oh, wow. Gee.
I'm managing the clock is what I'm doing. And
yeah, I know.
If you want to continue on the other side of the break, that's fine. Just go.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to say that if what that cop did was the guy was had his hands up in the air and was giving up, then and he shot him, then he should be tried for something. I don't know what. I'll let the lawyers take care of that. But the other part of this was, earlier I heard people talking about submitting to police and how I'm a free man and I don't have to do that. Well, as I understand, I hear your music playing.
Yeah, that's okay. Hang on. We'll put you on the other side of the break. No worries. I want to get your second point in here. And Gerald's in Devil's Lake. We got Lewis out in Carpio. We got David in Barnes County and other calls waiting. 800-228-0550. Call us.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The tech office putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their application. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 11th, 2014, gold opened at $13,1370. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13,6135, $680.68 for a half ounce, or $340.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $13,6135, $680.68, and $340.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
your mind. Here's a call that came in off the air during the break. Let's roll that, and then we'll get back to more of your calls. We have John and Annetta that wants to finish here. Then David, Gerald and Devil's Lake, David and Barnes County, Lewis and Carpio. Roll this call that came in during the break.
I guess I never heard. What was the reason the cops stopped that kid in the first place? Was it for jaywalking or what? I guess they must think they need to shoot people for jaywalking if that's what it was for.
You agree, disagree, what? You're throwing your hands in the air there.
I agree. I mean, that's what we're not asking. Why did the police officer pull him over? Why did he not pull him over? The two kids are walking. Why did he feel the need to pull the kid into the car? I don't get it.
So what was the probable cause that even started the whole encounter?
Exactly.
I got it. Okay. We're just trying to get to all these here. John, you had a second point that we didn't get to before the break. Go ahead and finish.
Well, I thought when you started this, you said that the kids were walking in the middle of the street, and the cop told them to get out of the middle of the street. Now, I'm a lot older than you guys are, so when I was brought, or when my dad brought me up, he brought me up to, if a cop told you to do something, you know, you did it if it was within reason, and if you didn't say. You didn't say, hey, I don't need to do this, you know. And through my life, I found that even if I was being stopped for, you know, a reason that, no reason, you know, complying with them, giving them my license, a yes sir and a no sir, seemed to go a long way. And all I'm saying is if we got to a point in this country where a cop tells you to do something, if you're walking in the middle of the street and you say, up yours, pig. And then we wonder why these things escalate into what they did. Now, having said that, I'm still saying that if this kid was stopped and he had his hands up in the air, that policeman had no reason to shoot him and should probably, if that's the case, should be tried for something, and I'll let the lawyers take care of that. But I find that we have this, and maybe that's where this country's gotten to, that if we don't think we're doing anything wrong, we can just tell people in authority to go, you know.
Yeah, I got the idea. All right, John, thanks. Gerald and Devil's Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, enjoy your show. I listen to it all the time. I got to make a few comments. You know, these policemen are under such stress, especially in the big cities. In New York, there was a cop that got shot by a passerby. The gangs were saying that they were going to start shooting cops. I mean, same way I go to Arizona in the wintertime. There's 11, 12 million illegals. Well, they've been on Sheriff Joe's butt all the time because they, as soon as they stop one of them, then they're infringing their civil rights. When you're here illegally, there's no way that you should be doing their civil rights. There's so much. The American dream is gone. There's so much stuff coming across the border, and I mean these policemen are on such a stress, and then they wonder why they have these SWAT teams and everything else. If they get on them down there in Phoenix, these illegals, they'll burn Phoenix right to the ground, and the senator and congressman know that, and they're just pussyfooting around, and that's about all I got to say. And as far as that shooting, if that cop did something wrong, he should be tried. Thank you.
Gerald, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And I'm trying to go as many of these calls and withhold our comments because I want to find out what's on people's minds.
Right.
But it's hard to do because I'm...
you see me nod.
Yeah, exactly. Mike and Ross, you're next on What's on Your Mind. How's things in Ross, North Dakota today, Mike?
Well as can be expected, my friend. And regarding that that caller, Frank, he speaks like someone who has never dealt with law enforcement. Those in my experience who have that opinion have never dealt with overzealous law enforcement. And just so Leon knows, this is the Mike I tried to call you the other day, and we ran out of time regarding my negative experience in this part of the world with local law enforcement.
Good deal, Mike. I've been meaning to reach out.
overzealous police officers, and I've dealt with them before. You know, I grew up in Maine, and I've dealt with them there. I spent several years in Oregon. I dealt with them there. And unfortunately, within a year of being here in North Dakota, I dealt with them here.
Which agency? Which agency did you deal with, Mike?
McKenzie County Sheriff's Department.
All right. And you want to just give us the cliff notes? What happened? What do you consider aggressive behavior
sure,
on behalf of?
Rarely ever go out, but this particular evening I was invited to go out. I was a passenger. We went out, had some dinner, had a few drinks. We were coming back. I had to work the next day. I expect to be in my bed within 10 minutes because we were close by. Well, we got pulled over. There was a taillight out on the truck. The individual driving the truck, from advice from his lawyer from past incidents, said roll the window down far enough to slide him your paperwork and don't engage him. So that's what he did. Well, they insisted he roll his window down the rest of the way. He refused. And this whole time, I'm sitting in the truck as a passenger. They take out the baton and broke out the passenger window. In a crew cab truck now, with no consideration for my safety or well-being, being a passenger, they could have easily broken out a back window, which would have been a whole lot less dangerous to myself or the guy in the front seat. They
Why
him
the
out
need
of the truck.
To...
Holy buck.
Excuse me?
Yeah, keep going, Mike. That's all right.
They come around to my side of the truck. No one... They open the door. No one asks me for any ID or anything like that. They grab on to me and try to yard me out of the truck, but I'm seatbelted in. So their immediate reaction is I'm resisting because I couldn't just come out of the truck.
Wow.
They threw me on my face, and now I'm a little upset, and I'm asking them, why are you doing this? What have I done wrong? And all I get for my efforts is a bunch of cuss words and give me your hands. And at that point, I'm face down in the dirt, and I've got my hands underneath me. I had to be tasered twice before I gave him my hands.
Wow.
You know? And I now have scars on my back from the tasering.
And
the story just continues from there. I won't even go any further, and this is not even over. I spent 3 days in a Dickinson jail, which is a privately run facility, and after the first day of trying to communicate with my wife in Alaska to get the funds to get me out of this jail, the phone cut me off. The phone company cut me off saying this number would no longer accept my call. Well, it was them shutting me down and then calling my wife and trying to leverage her into buying a card that could be used so she could communicate with me. I've got to tell you, there was a point in time there, and I've been in some dire situations, where I was almost hopeless. I did not know how I was going to get out of this damn jail.
That is an incredible story. Mike, can you do me a favor? Can I put you on hold and have Shane Snerdley get your information so we can... follow up and dig into this a little bit. Something went very, very wrong there, and I'd like an explanation from the McKenzie County Sheriff's Department, at least their side of how in the world this
absolutely. And just one thing in addition, they have not, 7 months later, going on 8 months, have refused to produce the digital evidence, the video from the police cruiser that was behind us that videoed everything, and they're not forthcoming.
All right, well, let's get some answers for you. Hang tight, would you? We'll get Shane on there. We'll have you back. I want to follow up on this. Wow. I think that goes to some of the points you're making, Leon. But the vast majority of them do it and do it well. So, but when they do it bad, we need to dig into it.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Meg is on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3666. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
Top of the hour, Ryan Taylor, candidate for Ag Commissioner in the North Dakota, probably the race, I would really say, of the November election, and everybody's watching, will join us momentarily here. He's in studio with us today. Just want to get to the call that's been waiting the longest here, which is Lewis and Carpio and Carolyn Minot. Real quick, if you would, on the topic from the last half hour, and then we'll chat with Ryan Taylor. What's on your mind, Carol? You're next on the program. Go ahead.
Well, the part of this story that makes me the most irate from this Missouri story is, and no one is discussing, the fact that the cop is on paid administrative leave. We don't send other criminals on vacation before we send them to jail, and if he was wrong, he should not be on paid administrative leave. He should have been taken just like any other criminal and carted right off until they get this figured out. And not consider he's so stressed that he needs a paid vacation. And I think that's absolutely horrible.
Right. So you think that's almost a reward for this when you get unpaid administrative
leave? Absolutely a reward for it. It's like, well, geez, now you don't have to work. We'll just, you know, take some time off and don't worry about your paycheck. We'll cover that too. And I think it's wrong.
I think that's probably standard operating procedure, to tell you the truth, in most cases, to say you're paid administrative leave and let us investigate this. But I understand the sentiment of what you're saying.
Well, the former caller, when he got drug out of the truck, they didn't send him on vacation to a place of his choice before they carted him to jail, and he didn't do nothing.
Yeah, Carol, well said. Appreciate the call. Listening on KCJB up there in Minot. Lewis and Carpio, thanks for waiting. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Lewis? Lewis is on the blue hybrid there, Shane, I guess. Go ahead, Lewis.
What happened to innocent until proven guilty? There's a lot of things that are kind of fishy with this. The police chief came out. He said this is a six-year veteran on the police force. They also say the cop has marks on his head from where he was attacked by the young man, and that the young man actually entered the car, was not pulled into the car, which makes sense. If you're a cop, you're seat belted in. Are you going to pull somebody in and get in an altercation where you have limited movement? Now, the shooting part, I don't know anything about that. I wasn't there. But you're still innocent until proven guilty. As far as the rioters, I've read where they've caught people that have come from 100 miles and farther away to loot. Throw the book at them. As far as the other rioters, load up a water cannon with the ink they use in the dye packs for bank thefts and paint every one of them rioters, and then the next day go through and arrest them.
All right. Well, I tell you on the rioters, I think I want to come to Carpio and drink a little bit of the water because I'm liking what I'm hearing in the way of a solution there, Lewis. Thank you for the call today. Call again, Leon. Any final point on this before we switch topics and bring in Ryan Taylor here?
I like his point on the rioters. Absolutely, do the dye packs on him so you can identify him later. But if the kid is dead, so obviously something is very wrong in that situation, and evidence will bear that out, and so. There you go.
Thank you. You did a fine job pinch hitting for Mr. Todd Mitchell today on the program, and who knew the topic was going to spark as much conversation as it did on the program, but that's okay, as long as it stays civil, right?
Got a little energy up, absolutely.
Yeah, and Leon will be back on two of our Flag Family stations this afternoon from 2 until 5, and I bet this conversation will continue.
Probably. I'm going to be a lot calmer, though.
Are you? Okay.
I'll have some coffee in me then.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott.
Leon Francis, Todd Mitchell today. We're interviewing potential guest hosts for when Todd has to take those mandatory Clear Channel vacations. You know what I'm saying? Our next guest, fresh off a press conference in a race a lot of folks are watching, Ryan Taylor, a Democratic candidate for Ag Commissioner, joining us on What's in Your Mind. Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good to be with you. I know we talked about having you come out to the cattle ranch, but for now I'm just going to sit in the studio here and talk into a mic in Bismarck. So.
Yeah, you get to see how we work before we get to see how you work, see? So we might as well do it that way first, right?
Yeah, and, you know, it's a nice, clean operation here. I don't see any heavy lifting, so I like radio. It's looking good.
Not much fencing to do around the radio studio, but I was serious about that. Actually, I said to Ryan, we were trying to coordinate schedules to get him on the program. I said, what I'd really like to do is sort of come up to the ranch and just, you know, we'll do the show from there and you figure out a time that works for you, and we'll come up and do a little biography on you and the background. Obviously, you're well known to some in political circles as a former leader in the legislature and a candidate for races in the past. So you're not unknown, but I think when North Dakotans are trying to get their arms around a particular race, it's take the measure of the man a little bit. And we like to do that for you, do that for Doug, and you just let us know when it works, okay?
Absolutely, would love to have you up there and show you around. Towner and McHenry County is good country and looks good this year. It's pretty green, a little too wet in some spots, but we'd sure be glad to have you there.
I'm not hearing that in many places in North Dakota. Too wet right now, that's for sure, so that's interesting to hear. Well, we don't have a lot of time today, but we do want to at least get to a couple of things that have been in the news, and I guess I'll start with the fact you held a press conference this morning. I have no idea what it was about, but just give us the cliff notes.
Well, obviously, probably the biggest issue I'm hearing, Scott, as I'm out on the campaign trail from farmers in North Dakota is the issue of rail transportation and the bottlenecks that we have, the fact that we've still got 2013 crop sitting in bins and elevators, and 2014 harvest is underway. So I know you've probably followed the work of the two senators that held meetings last week with BNSF and Monday here with CP Rail. And obviously what I look at the issue is that there's a lot of tools that the Ag Commissioner has to help along with that federal work of talking to the Surface Transportation Board. I think we need an Ag Commissioner who's going to look at ways that he can use his tools, whether it's with the Bank of North Dakota, the Ag Products Utilization Commission, the Pipeline Authority under the Industrial Commission. And we can go into that, but those are some of the proposals, just looking at those tools in the Ag Commissioner's toolbox to help us get product moving and used in North Dakota so that we can free up some rail space.
If you were in the commissioner's chair, just give me one thing you would do that would move the needle on this issue. I know there is a tough one, and I've talked to a lot of growers about this. There's a lot of pain points there. You start talking about basis and money lost, and it's a boy, it just you just feel for these folks. On the other hand, there's a lot of light at the end of the tunnel because an enormous amount of infrastructure is coming in, and the ebbing and flowing that happens in markets are going to be a lot easier to handle when we have that much more track, that much more trains in the infrastructure that's being put in. It'll be here forever. Right, so there's a lot of positive, but that doesn't help anybody right now. Like you say, still has a 2013 crop. But give me one thing that you would do as Ag Commissioner that would relieve some of that pain.
Well, exactly. It's the near term that we're most concerned about, both this year and actually next year too. Because talking to BNSF, it's going to take quite a bit of time to get those locomotives on and to get the double track laid, where they're talking about some real track improvements and investments. So until then, now we're going to have a harvest, and we probably don't have a lot of bin construction time this year. But one issue I talk about farmers with is how are we going to get some bins built? And we like the low interest rate within the federal program, but there's a lot of hoops to jump through. I look at that as an opportunity for me as industrial commissioner in that seat to work with the Bank of North Dakota to make sure we've got storage financing for farmers that is simple and affordable and accessible. Obviously, we didn't get here overnight, so I could announce a plan right now, but had I been in the Ag Commissioner's seat, we didn't just all of a sudden have 700,000 barrels of oil moving on the rail. Before that, we had 600,000 or 500,000. And we've seen this issue coming at us, and if we'd have had more storage in place, we wouldn't be piling grain on the ground, and I'm pretty certain we're going to get to that with this year's harvest.
So the solution I think you heard that I heard you say first up would be some sort of a mechanism to make it easier to finance storage. Is that a problem now? Are growers running into roadblocks where the local banks or other financing mechanisms are not available to them to finance storage?
There is within a federal program that has a low interest rate. They like the low interest rate, but one producer told me there's 28 steps for them to go through to get that. And he compared it to buying a tractor with one of the implement dealers credit services that can do it in 2 hours. So I think there's a difference there, and it's a place where a Bank of North Dakota could come into play. Another issue that I look at, Scott, and I was at a livestock development.
Before you go to the second one, can I just finish on the first one? So
yeah.
If I heard you correctly, the Bank of North Dakota has a program that helps right now farmers with storage. It just sounds like it's a little too cumbersome. Did I hear you say that?
No, what the Bank of North Dakota has is what's called condominium storage, which is a little different than what we need for on-farm storage with individual producers. There's a USDA program through the FSA that is the cumbersome one, not one through the Bank of North Dakota.
Got it. So in other words, there are programs that help farmers with storage at the Bank of North Dakota. You're talking about expanding that maybe a little bit and trying to, on the federal side, which obviously wouldn't be an Industrial Commission role, trying to make the federal program a little less cumbersome.
Right. I think we just look at the state's role with the Bank of North Dakota and how we can make something simple and accessible and affordable. The other thing I was going to mention, Scott, and, you know, we talked about the ranch, and as a cattle rancher, I know there's ways that we can use this product right here at home, and we had livestock development as a topic in Carrington the other day, and there's a couple things that we can do, and I think North Dakota's got a long history of wanting to use more of our ag products at home. That's why we have an Ag Products Utilization Commission. Ag Commissioner has a seat on that. That's why we have a pasta plant in Carrington, and we crush canola in Velva, and we have a corn ethanol in Underwood and Richardton and Castleton. We need to renew that interest and make sure that we're adding value right here in North Dakota. We can do it in those plants, and we can also do it on ranches and farms that will feed more cattle and have more dairy operations in this state. We don't have to always just be pushing product out of the state, dependent on the rail. Adds a lot of stress when we don't have rail availability. If we can haul that product to Castleton or to Velva or to Underwood or to Carrington, that's a big help. And if you can haul it down the road or across the state to someone who's got a dairy operation or a cattle feedlot, that's a way that we can free up some space on the rail, and we're going to need to do that continuously because we're going to continue to grow our energy production. We'll probably get to 1.5 million barrels. And we're changing the crop mix in North Dakota that really requires a lot more volume, whether it's use or whether it's storage. When we have a lot more corn acres, that's certainly creating a lot more bushels than the days of wheat. So
sure.
There's a lot of things changing in this economy, Scott. It's moving very fast. And I think we need an ag commissioner that's not strolling along behind. We need to move just as quickly and use all the tools we got.
A lot of these problems have been problems for generations, right? They're not new. And I think the question is, what's the best solutions? And that's what I hope this whole race is about. Gary in Fargo, question for Ryan Taylor. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Gary.
I got a question for you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Who did you vote for the last two elections for president?
Well, I don't know if that has any bearing, but I'll tell you what.
Yes,
I'll tell you what my Eisenhower father would say to my FDR mother. He would say, it's really none of your business who I vote for when I pull the curtain and go to vote. And that's really an American virtue, is that we have a secret ballot. And obviously, you draw whatever conclusions you want. I'm running on the Democratic NPL ticket, so I can't say that I've always voted for Democrats, but my ballot is my ballot, and that's when I draw the curtain.
And you're absolutely right, Ryan. And guess what? The problems in North Dakota is because of the guy that you voted for, the EPA shut it. We've got Warren Buffett running the railroad. Why do you think the pipeline hasn't got built in this country?
All right, Gary, appreciate the call. We're up against the break. More with Ryan Taylor, Democratic candidate for Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Affordable housing is alive and well in the Bakken. Frontier Village in Stanley, North Dakota. Walking distance to schools and lots of amenities. Just 3 blocks north of that brand new Cashwise, north of Highway 2 on the west edge of Stanley. Schedule your appointment now by leaving a message at 701-628-1215. Or look for the signs and take a tour around. But you must see it to believe it. And get this. Average down payment, $5,000. Monthly payment around $1,000. And you own it, 701-628-1215. Frontier Village, Stanley, North Dakota.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Do you love jerky? You're tired of the same old gas station and grocery store stuff? Have I got a website for you? MeatTaffy.com. That's right, MeatTaffy.com. I love that name. What it is a bunch of guys with a jerky addiction got tired of the same old stuff and said, you know what? Let's go find the good stuff. I mean, premium guy candy. Meat Taffy. So they searched all across the USA and found folks out there in smokehouses and tiny meat shops and little independent supermarkets making some of the best jerky ever.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right, 11 before the hour on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon on 550 KFIRE, KCJB Minot, 9:10 a.m. The Flag Family AM 1100, Fargo Moorhead, as well as Rockin' in the Bakken with KTGO 1090, as well as KLTC Dickinson. Ryan Taylor, candidate for Ag Commission in North Dakota, our guest. We are going to focus a lot on this race for Ag Commission and between now and November, and appreciate Ryan Taylor joining us today on the program. Not a lot of time today to get into things, but we are going to come up to the ranch at some point and talk more about Ryan, who he is, what he stands for, and but today we're tackling some issues. And actually, I appreciate the fact we're talking ag, because a lot of this race has been about oil, and I want to talk a little bit about that. We only have 5 minutes in this segment, so let's just go kind of a lightning round, if we could, Ryan, on issues. And, you know, I hear a sentiment from you and other Democrats that we need to slow this down. And I heard an analogy the other day that I thought was really good that said, look, if you're remodeling your kitchen, it stinks, right? I mean, what a mess. Mom, and no kitchen, and how do you feed the kids, and, you know, the whole mess, right? So the analogy is, do you just want to get that done? And sort of, you know, okay, the kitchen remodel project's going to take three months, or do you want to slow it down and have it take a year and just have it extend the pain? A lot of folks see that analogy as appropriate to what we're going through right now in that it's painful and it's challenging, but the light at the end of the tunnel on all of the things being done on pipelines, on roads, on infrastructure, say the exact opposite thing we want to do is slow it down. Do you think we want to slow it down?
I don't think that's the question necessarily, Scott. And as you mentioned, this race is about agriculture. But the second reason, and everyone will point right there, is that it's also about that seat on the Industrial Commission, which oversees oil and gas development in the state of North Dakota. I don't think it's so much about the speed as it is the fact that we know we're going to drill the 40,000 wells, and some would say a higher number than that, and we've got a lot of production to bring out from under the ground. It's a matter of really how do we go about it so that what's on top of the ground in this race, the crops and the cattle, the grazing, and the food production that we have. How do we make sure that we keep that whole while we're going through this process? We know we're going to build out infrastructure. We know we got to build out those roads, and you're going to have some wait time because we're trying to make sure that the roads are there. But I think if you're going to look at my landowner bill of rights and say that, you know, I look at a little greater distance from that farm home to the producing well, we got the technology to do that. That doesn't necessarily slow it down. It just allows our farmers in those homes to make sure they've got that little extra measure of
Here's what I want to get in, though. What I would suggest is what does slow it down is more regulation. And you make a point to say you're not anti-oil, yet you're proposing a whole lot of regulation that is anti-oil that will slow it down. So how do you right-size those two when you say, hey, I'm not anti-oil, but you're proposing all these new regulations?
Well, I'd like to know what you mean by all those new regulations. One, on the landowner bill of rights, and do them quick, distance from the farm home, having measures of safety on saltwater pipelines, looking at the mediation process with farmers and ranchers, having clear transparency on the Industrial Commission.
And you shared that list with us. But it's regulation. I don't know how you describe some of that stuff as more regulation, or not being more regulation for the industry that wouldn't ultimately slow it down. Let me defer to the callers here because we don't have much time, and I have two other quick questions for you, so we're going to go real quick, questions and answers. Greg, on the road, driving a semi-truck, your question for Mr. Taylor.
Mr. Taylor, I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
You're running around and you're saying that you want more landowner rights and things like this as far as distance on oil field and things like that. Well, wasn't it you and your relatives that proposed the high fence hunting? Now, isn't that an infringement on property rights also?
No, actually, look at the Senate record. I voted against any infringement of high fence hunting. I've got a neighbor that built a fence and had elk, so you better check the vote record on that. You'll see that my vote was on your side of that issue.
All right, two yes or no questions for me, then back to the callers. The Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment. How will you vote on that?
Again, you know, we're going to let the voters vote on that, but I'll just tell you how I would govern if I was the Industrial Commission.
Let's do this. I'm sorry, it's unfair to ask you how you're going to vote because of your previous answer on the on the presidential question. How about this? Do you support it or not? Yes or no?
No, and if you look at that, Sky, if you look at ballot measures, elected officials don't generally take positions on that. When the people vote on that, if they pass it, Scott, I can tell you that I'm not going to ever vote on the Industrial Commission to be purchasing land to be in competition with farmers. And actually, I think the measures here, and you probably talked about it at the GNDA conference yesterday, probably because the Industrial Commission probably wasn't doing enough for conservation. Now it gets into the issues of being in the Constitution, and I know all those arguments, but the measure is there because we weren't doing enough for conservation, and I probably certainly, you know, am hesitant as well. I'm a member of the Stockman's Association. I'm a county commissioner, so we know how those groups are at, and you can probably make your own guess on some of those things, but one, if I'm on the Industrial Commission, we're not going to be buying farmland. And two, if the measure doesn't pass, I do think we do need to do more for conservation. And it talks about the statutory fund that you guys talked about yesterday in terms of making that work.
When we have more time, I want to spend more time on that because I don't think it's unfair to say, hey, are you for it or not? And I understand you're pointing to concerns, but you're not really telling me whether you're for it or not. Another one, EPA open waters rule. I mean, we hear more concern from farmers. Do you support that or not? Yes or no?
No, I did not. We've got a statement out on that when that issue came out, and I see a lot of problems for agriculture in that expansion of the EPA rule.
Let me get one more quick one in from Chad in Fargo. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Quick question, Chad, if you would.
Are you for or against the additional drilling and fracking in North Dakota?
We're going to continue a robust pace of drilling. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We're going to continue to capture the minerals. If we're going to drill 2,000 wells a year, if we're going to get to 40,000, I think we got a lot of questions about getting that product out of the state of North Dakota so that it doesn't hurt our farmers, and making sure that we do it in a way that holds things together for when the oil is gone, that we still got agriculture in the state.
Chad, thanks for the call. We didn't get to all the calls. Look forward to coming up to the ranch, getting to know you a little better, and focusing very closely on this race as we go. Ryan, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
You bet. Important race. Thanks for the time.
Absolutely. It is an important race. It'll be a big focus of this program on What's on Your Mind. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow for Are You Kidding Me Friday.
Time means big time savings at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. The premier resort and spa on the shores of Leech Lake. They have set the bar even higher this summer. A lot of resorts, the premier ones, don't offer very good specials, if any, in the peak summer season. Well, not at Chase. Now through August, if you book any Sunday night, you get Monday night free. That's right. A buy one, get one during the peak of summer at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. Buy any Sunday night through August, get Monday night absolutely free. And this is Chase on the Lake we're talking about. The great historic hotel, the spacious 2 and 3 bedroom condos, the award-winning spa, the lakeside dining, the watercraft rentals, they've got it all. What a deal. And here's more. You can also get 50% off any spa treatment any Monday through August, and that's good for 2 services per booked room. Go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code Scott for this great deal. chaseonthelake.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.